Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Legacy Songs. Now, before we get to Legacy Songs, I just did one podcast where I talked about these people coming up to me in the vehicle, making fun of me and saying that I ain't going to make it and talking bad about me. You know, that got to stop, but I'm okay. If anybody goes through that, realize that these people are haters who have mental illness. I came on this planet to be positive and to be good to people, and especially good to myself. So I ignored that shit, you know, but no one should deal with that insanity. But that's going to happen. I guess my perspective on the situation is they don't like me being talented, and I have to continue to be talented. That's why I have this dream to be do Legacy Songs. It's my album, you know. Also, I wanted to tell people I am coherent. I hope I know I'm making sense in what I say. And I said in the previous podcast that I am well. I am very well. I can walk and run for hours. I can be on the stage for hours. I can be on the stage singing, running, and so on. I'm healthy enough. And I have respect for people, regardless of where they come from, whatever health issue or whatever they're dealing with, because it's okay to not be okay. And when it comes to making art or making music on a professional level, it's all about your talent. And I enjoy making music. You know, Legacy Songs is just a combination of songs that I made over the years. And I included songs that, if you really listen to it, there were no microphones. I just sang, and my singing was probably raw, just, you know, sitting down at a piano. There's no microphone. There's no preparation vocally. I got the perception from some people that my voice didn't show its promise, like on some of my studio work and my stances. Well, I know I can really sing and sing very well. It's just I wanted to do something different, you know, just sing it raw and just play the keyboard. I made up the song I Do Love You, so I hope you like it. And people wondering about my voice is fine. There were some people said it wasn't remixed enough. Well, that was the main point about making that song and releasing it. It was to redefine, not to cover anything up, but, you know, at the same time, perhaps I didn't, you know, sing in a way they want or whatever, by saying good. Nonetheless, I was trying to make the perspective of being raw. If you see me on stage, I was singing in my high-pitched voice or on my songs, and I have a high tenor or countertenor, and then at times I have a baritone. And I sing in my baritone lower voice on a lot of my, pretty much a lot of every of my recordings. Don't showcase the skill, but my voice is very good, regardless. It's a joy to make that song. You know, I Do Love You. Well, just raw. I just played it on the keyboard. Here it is. Thank you.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do. Don't you know, really do. Don't you know, really do.
So you heard that. You can listen to it on Apple. You know, the Deezer, the Heart Radio, all the conglomerates is there for you to listen to buy, and to enjoy. That's part of who I am, the singer, right? But also the other thing is I had to use my mind. I was forced to use my mind because understanding life brings me to the conclusion that human beings have to learn. For me, I have to learn and keep learning. Learning how to, you know, be myself while I create and make music. And when I say legacy songs, it's just the past, part of my past that I put in my music. Then there's the other ones you heard, the pop songs, you know. The ones that I played so many times before, you can listen to it on Deezer. I'm Over You, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. It's out there. You remember this one? You can listen to that on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, The Hits, that was released this year. So I hope you get the chance, if you desire. It's there for free on Deezer, Spotify, whatever you want to listen to, Apple, Amazon. It's there for you to buy or to listen to for free and to enjoy. And I want to say that it's part of who I am. Been doing it so long, and another part of me is to express thyself. My podcasts are very truthful. I try to be very careful in what I say because I do not want people to misquote me or to take what I say out of context. So that is where it is. I am an artist, which is part of my destiny. I hope you enjoy my music. If you have any questions or want to contact me about my singing, my music, the written, or anything else related to my podcast, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. And that is where the real Dove Knight Professional. I will am available. You find a blue cover, the album cover. That is me. I do pop, rock. I love R&B, country. I love it all. And everything I say is truthful. I try to make sure that when I'm on podcasts or when I make a song or when I do anything in the public eye that involves artistic communication or any type of communicative method, to be careful of what I say and to be respectful of all people. There were times, I admit, where at the beginning of my podcast, clear that I was joking, but these podcasts are pretty much what they are. So I apologize for any silliness in a long time ago, but the truth is I am very honest. And again, I am a singer-songwriter, which is always been my dream. I am an intellectual, a podcast, and I love to create. If you are interested in what I do, please contact me directly. I don't like when people around me come around and don't say anything. That's kind of antisocial or weird. Well, I won't say antisocial, but weird, or it's not right. You know, they have a, these, what I mean is that these people, they have no business coming around if they don't have nothing to say, or but they're inquiring about who I am. So, you know, just keep away if you can't talk to me directly. But I'm open to all people who want to contact me. I'm a very nice guy to everyone, regardless of who they are and where they come from. Because that's my motto. What I mean is that there are people who just don't say anything, you know, and then I find out they do have something to say that, to me, doesn't make sense. But I don't like that. I like to deal with people directly who have something to say or want to ask me a question. I'm trying to be a nice guy. I'm always a nice guy. And if I have a question about something, you know, to somebody, and then whether I know them or somebody famous or something, I would go and ask them that question by tweeting or email, whatever, directly. Ask them, that's the way to get the answer. But more importantly, my songs are there for you to enjoy. There's Legacy Songs and the Dove Night Matter Part 2 hits. There are other hits. Thank you for listening, and I hope to talk to you soon from Dove Night.